Happy New Year! Ah, you're speaking to Donna Fox. This is Akashic Wisdom, and we're going to talk tonight about not only the Akashic Records, but how the Akashic Records can help you create a 2008 that you truly want. And with us this evening is Nikki Lopresti. She was with us last week, and what I have found is that it's fun when other people ask me questions about the Akasha. So I want you to call in and ask questions about the Akasha, and I want you to be able to be a part of this. We're going to help you if you have a design for this year or that you want to create and you're not sure exactly how to get there. I encourage you to call in tonight and we can develop a game plan for you. We can help you do that. By asking questions of the Akasha and helping you get to where you want to go. So that's on our agenda, and we'd like to send a hello out to the Level 2 folks that were at the Akashic Record Level 2 workshop today here in Cleveland, Ohio. And we want to let you all know that if this is something that you would like to know more about, we have workshops all the time. We have one coming up in Cleveland next weekend. We have one in Columbus coming up the middle of the month and one in Louisville at the end of the month. And if you would like more information, you just need to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so Nikki, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Okay. And what I asked Nikki to do is come up with some questions that we can talk about. And I was right before the show was on, I was making some notes also about what we could talk about. So, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you'd like to know more about the Akashic Records, we certainly do want you to sign up or just go into www.akashicwisdom.com. That's my website. Or the Akashic Record Consultants International website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org. Nikki, we don't even have time for a first question. We have a caller on the line. How do you like that? That's
right.
What I call ask and you shall receive. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hey, thank you. This is Leanne in Louisiana. How you doing?
I'm great, Leanne. Have you called before?
I have not.
Oh, well, welcome, first caller. We're so happy to have you.
I'm excited to talk to you because I've never met anyone other than, I think, Sylvia Brown that can go in and see the Akashic Records. And, I mean, I personally would like to learn how to do that myself. And
okay.
So it's a privilege to talk to you. So,
well, great. How'd you hear about the program?
Well, I met a friend of mine that is doing a show on one of the stations, and
okay.
I called in early one night, and I got the show before him, and I called in to see if he was going to be on, and they pulled me right on for a reading, and I've never stopped listening since. So I got a reading from somebody else, and I just went, whoa, this is great. I'm loving this. So.
That's wonderful. Is this your first time that you've listened to our program, or you've been listening and this is the first time you're calling?
No, this is the first time I've heard you.
Okay, great.
Yes.
All right. So talk to us. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I'd like to maybe go into the Akashic Records, see why I came here. Why am I here? What am I here to accomplish, if anything?
Okay.
And I know I'm here to do something.
Sure.
Maybe steer me in that direction.
Yeah, well, first of all, Leanne, let me just kind of give you a little overview of what we do here on the program so you kind of get an idea since this is kind of the first time you're
right,
listening.
Right, thank you, yeah.
Is that what we try and do is answer questions that will enlighten and enhance the complete audience. So
okay.
It's not that I don't want to answer what's my purpose questions. However, no offense, but no, only you would really worry about what your purpose was. You catch my drift here, right?
Okay, well, let's
ask a different question. How about
I don't
that?
Know what else to
and here's the other piece. If that's something you really want to know, those are the kind of questions we ask or I answer privately because sometimes the information can come, and what we do when we talk privately, we you know, like you and I, or if you were to call myself, you're called Nikki, whatever, we do individual consultations to help people understand how to feel more comfortable in their skin, mm-hmm. what their life's purpose is. And the consultations we do are not psychic readings. They're really more about the here and now and how and why certain things have happened in your life and to make sense of it all. So that's, and to really get soul information about what's going on and the choices that you have so that you can create your future the way you want it.
Right. Okay, so the Akashic Records, basically, I have a question on that. Before we came here, we wrote out kind of like a little roadmap, a little bit, that said we're going to meet this person here and meet this person there, and but while we're here, we're going to have free will to decide if we want to. How does that all work? Do we do a roadmap?
Question. Well, that's a great question, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my take on it, and Nikki, you can jump in anytime you want. But first of all, what the Akashic Records have shared is that we all come in with a curriculum, if you will,
okay.
And we have an essence of experience, and because it's an essence of experience, we can actually move into that experience in a variety of different ways. So, for example, if you were here, if you came into this lifetime to experience and expand your knowledge on forgiveness, there's a multitude of levels that you could choose to experience forgiveness. You could be an observer of forgiveness. You could be a person that needed to be forgiven. You could be a person that needed
mm-hmm.
to forgive someone else as well as be forgiven by someone else. And it goes on and on. You could be among a race or a group of people that needed to be able to do mass forgiveness. You get the picture, right? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. My dog was barking, so I had to go on mute.
The idea here is when you come in with free will choice, you have many possibilities and probabilities to experience that which you want to experience. And so what happens is the way you do choose your family of origin,
mm-hmm.
you do choose and you do have contracts with people so they're like safety nets or they're like red flags, or they're like people that will help you experience that which you want to experience. So, for example, I know that my life's work is the Akashic Records, and that information came to me after I was working in the records, but once I started working in the records, it felt like home to me. And I know that my contract was that it should show up at a specific time within a time frame of when I needed it.
Sure.
So, Nikki, you got any comments on this?
No, not at this time.
Okay. So Luann, it's Leanne, right?
Uh-huh, Leanne.
Yeah. So, tell me what you understand about that and what questions should come from that.
Well, from what I understand about what you said is we pick certain experiences, one being an example, forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
And we maybe have that in our contract that I want to experience this while I'm here.
Uh-huh.
And then we have contracts with people who are willing to be participants
right.
with us so we can experience that.
Right.
And we have free will and free choice to be able to determine the ways it actually goes down, I guess.
Right. And there was
the
way you choose, what you choose, okay?
Uh-huh.
What you choose is realistically, your choices create your future.
Right.
Within the Akasha, we don't necessarily tell you the future because there's so many different probabilities or possibilities.
Right.
To give you one possibility or probability would be taking your power away.
Uh-huh.
So what we do is not really like a psychic reading. It's really more about getting
right.
like a bigger picture.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So, but before we, well, How did you hear about the, how did you find out about the Akashic Records and decide you wanted to teach it?
Oh, well, I've been doing this for 11 years.
Right.
So I was taught by Elena Lieberman out of Chicago, as well as Mary Parker out of Odessa, Texas, and I've been working with the Akashic Records and a member of Akashic Record Consultants International, so I'm a certified teacher in the Akashic Records. And I found it quite by accident. I had never heard of the Akashic Records, and I ended up, you know, finding someone that I was kind of friendly with, and she suggested I get a consultation, and I called Elena Lieberman and had a consultation with her, and, you know, this is the abbreviated story here. And and as soon as I had the actual consultation, it's like I came home, and so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to learn how to do this, and so that's, I went on to study with Elena. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and started traveling back and forth from Cleveland to Chicago once a month to study with her after I finally went to a workshop with her.
And so, how do you see the records? I think I've heard of different other people say maybe in a dream. I guess everybody has their own visualization of how it would be, maybe like a huge library.
Well, yeah,
all
yeah.
white in this glass enclosure. I've heard many different things.
Well, the way we access the records is through a holy prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so what we do is once we say this prayer, the energy shifts, and then we're conscious there. So there are other modalities that get into the records with their eyes closed or through meditation or sleep or dreams or whatever. What our methodology is being conscious, and your legal name and your question get us to the right area of the records.
The legal name on a piece of paper in the courthouse here in this physical time and space?
Whatever's on your driver's license or the way you sign your checks.
Right. Really?
Yeah. So whatever your legal name is and whatever your question is, that's all I need to know about a person when I do a consultation with them. That's all I know. And based on your questions, that gets us to the right area of the records. And then we don't interpret anything that we receive. We tell you exactly what we hear, see, or sometimes feel, because it's not our information, it's yours.
So is it kind of like a universal law library?
I wouldn't call it a law library. I would call it a universal, I'm stopping for a minute because I'm waiting for the record keepers to download what they want me to say. One of the ways of thinking about think about the records is it's like God's Google. It's like God's search engine. That whatever you want to know about whatever there is to know, you can access through the records. And so it's not just universal knowledge, because it goes beyond the galaxy, so it's galactic. And beyond.
Right.
Yeah.
And it records everything within you that you've experienced from the beginning up until now?
Yes. Every thought, word, and deed since the beginning of time and beyond.
Can there be a future on it? No.
Well, there's future probabilities and possibilities always, sure. Sure, there's future possibilities and probabilities always.
And it's recorded basically, not really in writing on a piece of paper, but more of a vibrational energy recording.
Right, it's energetic recording, exactly.
Yeah, like an energetic recording.
Exactly.
Right. Doesn't have really words to it, just a knowingness.
Well, when we're in spirit, you know, everything is energy and frequency. And when we're in body, everything is energy and frequency as well, except we're in such density and such constriction that what we spend a lifetime doing, as I'm sure you know, we all spend a lifetime trying to connect with that divine within us and find the peace that we came from.
Right.
You know. So.
Is it possible that you could recite the prayer that you use to vibrationally align yourself to be able to, I guess, what is it, feel, read, see, hear the records?
You're asking me to repeat the prayer for you right now?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's a sacred prayer. and the prayer itself, because it's a vibrational key, we share those that prayer in workshops, but the workshops are in a it's in the form of a two-day workshop where there's specific things that go on before a person receives the information of the prayer, and then there's a way of how to use the prayer. There's a way of what you can do with the energy of the Akasha, and that's all taught through a workshop. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and again, it's not to be talked about lightly. The prayer itself, you know, I mean, we are very protective of it because we want the people who are using it to use it for the highest and best. And it's not saying that you wouldn't, but this is a radio program, you know.
Right.
And the idea here is that the energy of the Akasha has been on the planet many times and has been taken away for the humans to access because it's been used improperly.
Wow.
And so that's why we're very protective of this prayer, because it is so powerful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after,
and when we do teach it in a workshop, it's just a matter of the people who are called to the workshop, you know, are the ones that receive it.
Sure.
Well, and that's why you become a certified teacher, to teach it.
Right.
You know, yeah, sure. You know, and again, it's not the only way to access the Akasha. There, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that our way is the only way, but it's the only conscious way that I know of that is a way that is an absolute, that I can say, if you say the prayer, you're in the records.
Okay, and then
if you
just
say the prayer, we teach you. We know you where you're going.
And then you just, how do you receive it through different clairsentience, clairvoyance? Is it kind of like
you can hear it, you see it, you feel it, a variety of different ways. It's whatever the individual, however they
receive,
open to it. Yeah, and it expands. The more you use it, it's like a muscle. The more you use it, the better you get at it.
Is somebody else relaying the information to you, or is it being given to you from other people
They're high vibrational beings.
Okay, that are relaying the information to you.
Yeah, they're high vibrational beings called masters, teachers, and loved ones, and lords of the Akasha.
Huh.
Lovingly called record keepers.
Wow.
And we access, and based on what your question is, it gets you the right area of the records, and depending on what's happening, who will come forward to answer that question.
Sure, different people, different souls.
Different beings, yeah.
Entities, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really exciting to hear.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and it's very insightful in the fact that it's not for 10% questions. It's not about, it's about finding out more about who you are,
right?
Why you're here,
uh-huh.
Insight into why certain things have happened in your life, so you can find the gift of the wounding. It's a life's work, but it's not a belief system.
Right. How much is it for a consultation?
Well, the consultations are either an hour or an hour and a half, and I just talk to people privately about that.
Okay.
Yep. So, if you want to, I will. Here's what I'd love to do.
Okay.
If you email me at info at akashicwisdom.com, I'm happy to email you back all the information about the Akashic records, how much a consultation is, when the next workshops are, when they're and where they're going to be located, because I do workshops all across the country.
AkashicWisdom.com.
It's AkaSHIC
Wisdom.com. Great.
And it's info, INFO at AkashicWisdom.com, and I would just love to hear from you and would love to put you on my email list. And
that'd be great.
You know,
I will definitely do that.
Well, great.
And I appreciate all your help
and
your insight.
Oh, our pleasure. Yes.
And so I'm sure you have other callers.
We probably do.
Right.
But I want to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And keep on listening, and I'm sure you'll learn even more.
I know I will. This stuff, I'm into all this, so I can't get enough of all this stuff. So.
That's great. Any closing comments, Nikki?
No, I just wondered if maybe if a more general question had occurred to Leanne.
Okay.
if a more general
question, yeah.
Yes.
No, I thought what I had shared with was kind of general, huh? Was that
like
kind of
what you were curious about as far as how the records work? Sure. Yeah.
Or just not about the records, but about something else.
Like how things work in life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. We can hang here some more.
Well, in other words, like the idea here is that...
Were you thinking that I had something in the back of my mind that I wanted to share before I hung up?
Yeah, we were just asking that.
I don't. I really.
Well, I'll tell you
no,
what.
That's fine.
No. We just wanted to give you the opportunity to ask. But just as you go off, please listen because there may be other questions. And if for some reason you call back and the line is busy, feel free to email your questions and I will handle the questions online. I mean, as well, I will on the air if for some reason the line is busy. So anybody out there that's trying to get through, if they can't get through, they can email the questions at Akashic Wisdom at info@akashicwisdom.com. So you can go ahead and my computer is on. I'm sitting in front of it, and I'm happy to take questions via email or in person. So that just wanted to share that with everyone as well.
Sure. All right. Well, thank y'all.
Okay. Well, you
I'll
care.
Keep listening.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, Nick. So what's your question tonight?
What's my question tonight?
Do you have any questions tonight?
Well, did you say you had other thoughts that you were? That you
yeah, I did. I wanted to pull something up here. The thoughts that I the thoughts that I had about tonight were talking about there we are. I'm trying to get my computer back up here. Excuse me, kind of went down, so we just want to refresh it here. The thoughts that I had about tonight had to do with what are you willing, and this is the question that we have for the audience, if you will, is what are you willing to release to step into your greatness for 2008? And so that's a contemplation question that they could be listening to. And then what I'd like to talk to some folks about is, again, if they have some goals they want to achieve, what I'd like to do is help them understand what their action steps are and how to create them. So it's really more...
Yeah, I kind of got in a similar vein with that.
Okay.
Is, well, there's two things. One
okay.
that came up was, you know, consider what your life would look like if you could be all that you wanted.
Right.
But then here's the question. What if you don't know what you want?
And how can people
get clear
yep.
on what it is they want?
Well, that's perfect because that's exactly what one of the things that came forward here was that, first of all, if you don't know what you want, and you're not sure what, it's hard to create a roadmap, right? If you don't know what you want. If you don't know where you're going, you don't know how to map it. And so the idea here is it's really about going back over your life and taking a look at what brought you the most joy. What made you the most happy? Where were you the most proud? It's interesting, like that, the idea of finding out what you want. In class, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to kind of do a personal comment here, but I want you to just to hear this. Today in class, we were talking about trying to access the feeling of unconditional love. And we were asking the record keepers in a certain exercise of how, show us what it would feel like if we were to experience unconditional love. And we were talking about that we had a client at one time that was unable to feel unconditional love. And Nikki, you gave the answer about what you did in that particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share that?
Yes, and so she couldn't identify with that or wasn't sure that she'd ever felt that. So,
right.
what was brought forward by the record keepers were to ask that, what would it feel like, trying to remember a moment in your life when you felt most proud of yourself, most joyful, like imagine your best day or a really great day where you thought something just was going really great or whatever you were doing, you were feeling a ton of joy about yourself and loving yourself.
Right. And so it's with that, okay, it's with that in mind that a person would then go back over their life to find out where those pockets of pride or happiness or of feel-good days are, and then move into what was I doing at that time that made me feel good. Now, it's not that it's that specific action, but then what you extract from that is what was the essence of that and what were the components of that day. So, for example, let's say that a person was trying to decide what kind of career they wanted, and they went back to a day where they felt totally complete, and that day was filled with a volunteer organization. They were volunteering. This, the record keepers are giving this, so I'm just kind of giving a general story here. And they went back to a day where they were volunteering at and helping, handing out meals to some folks who are disadvantaged. And what they realized at that time is they were feeling fulfilled in serving and helping others. And that would be the essence of that day. And then they come back and they realize, what other days did that feel like that? And so they make a list of the different times that those came forward. And from those days, a pattern emerges as to what things they like to do or what things bring them joy. That's kind of a formula of how to do it. The other piece is for people who truly don't know what they want, it would be important for them to be able to move into what they don't want. Do you understand why that would work?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've all had, that's what life is about, is having experiences, and then you realize, oh, gosh, I don't want that.
Right, but instead of deciding, but take it one step further and saying, if I don't want this, what's the total opposite of this?
Right. Right,
exactly.
You know, you have your list of what you don't want, so what would be the opposite, so that you're realizing then, oh, yeah, I don't want that, so I must want this.
Right, and then you try that feeling on. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, anybody out there, feel free to call in and join this discussion here. And if you are, I'm just going to give you the phone numbers. If you'd like to join in on this, if you're in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or you can dial direct at 530-876-3222. So feel free to jump in on this conversation or email us a question at info@akashicwisdom.com. Expand more. Your records are open, Mickey. Go expand more about that.
Expand more about what specifically, please?
About what we were just talking about.
Okay, let's see.
What we were just talking about is the opposite of deciding where, if you make a list of what you don't want, what the opposites are about what you do want. That's kind of where we stopped off.
Okay, and then also trying to connect with the feel, really connecting with the feelings then of what you do want, because so often we get stuck in the what I don't want and looking at what is now and the bad feelings that we're having now, that instead of seeing what it is you actually want to do and or want to feel like. And just by imagining that, trying to put yourself in that feeling would be helpful.
Okay, say that again.
So instead of saying stuck in, like, I don't want this, I don't want that, and the feelings of that, and often we get weighed down by that.
Right.
And then taking that moment to kind of step back and releasing, okay, so what would the opposite of that be, and then really imagine, like, what it goes to what I said at the beginning is, you know, consider what your life would look like or feel like if you could be what you wanted to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you get yourself into that feeling of being in that state of what would I feel like if the conditions were like this.
Right, and then take that one more step further. Is once, and that's exactly what the record keepers were saying, is that once you get that feeling and you have a sense of what you want to do, you can then move into knowing or bringing forward the action steps that will get you what you want to do. So, for example, once you establish what you truly want, based on what the formula we just outlined here, what you do is you go backwards to determine the action steps. So basically, if I want to get to Philadelphia, I'm going to start at Philadelphia and work backwards to realize that I've got to get back to Cleveland. That may not make sense, but if the idea is that most people start out, well, if I'm here and I want to get there, I've got to figure out the way of what to do and can get bogged down with details. Whereas if you start at the end and work backwards, the action steps literally will create themselves. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Somewhat. I mean, I understand.
No. I want you to ask questions which if you don't understand. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't understand. I want you to, you know, just ask questions.
Well, I guess we're talking.
You are the listener. You're representing the listener, so let's talk.
Well, I guess because we're talking in kind of big examples or untangibles or such. So
yeah, hypotheticals, right.
Hypotheticals,
yeah.
Yes, thank you. So I don't know specifically, you know, so.
Okay, so we're going to lay it out for a little bit more for you, for people. Let's, for example, let's say they want to be a practitioner, a healthcare practitioner of some kind, and they knew they were drawn to a certain modality. Their goal, if you will, would be to achieve success in that modality. That's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the step right before the success would be that they would have to obviously learn about how to do that, correct?
Right.
And before they learned how to actually went to school to learn how to do it, it would be helpful for them to do so right after the success would be right before the success would be the school. Then before you went to school, you'd probably want to research,
mm-hmm.
and before that, you'd probably want to work to find out and work for the money to get it. Correct. So what happens is you work backwards from what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it's just one way of doing it. It's just an idea,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they're throwing out. That the best way to create is to get to decide what it is you truly want and then work backwards for the action steps.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can do it the other way, too, if you want. You can do forward, too. Depends on where you sit on the chessboard. So if someone were to call in and with a real example, we could better help them. Right. I'll give you an example. There was a client that I had, as you know, I do business consulting with your records. So there was a client that I had that was creating a new department where he works. And he was actually being the person that was had been allocated to create the department, and he wasn't quite sure what to do. And what the record keepers told him was to create the mission statement first, and to move into working with the powers that be to make sure that they're both on the same page as around the vision of what the department was to accomplish and what the time frame was before it would be profitable. So that would be the goal. And from that, then he was told to move into, once he figured out what he had to accomplish, then he figured out what the different components were of how to get there. And so a whole business plan actually was laid out for him through the records of how to create the department, who we should look for, what type of employees he should look for, what various levels of expertise he would need to be able to create the goal that was being established. But it was, so that's what we're saying about working backwards. Once you figure out what you want, it's about you getting there. So many times people say they're on a path, but they don't know where they're going. And that's part of the journey, and that's wonderful. You don't always have to know the end result. But for a person who is trying to find their right livelihood, finding out what they want to do first and then creating the action steps to get there would be the most helpful piece. So we had an email from a gentleman named Gus, by the way. So if you have any other comments on that, please call in, email, or Nikki, please make a comment on that. But Gus wrote in that he would like to know when the next New York City workshop is. And the closest workshop for the Akashic Records, Gus, will be probably in Philadelphia, possibly in March or April. The dates haven't been set yet. But I want you to know that I go where I'm invited. So if you would like to contact me about putting together a workshop with your friends or a group in your spiritual community, I would love to talk to you. So please let me know if that's something you would like. I will be responding to your email and letting you know all about my information. What was nice about what Gus said is that he has downloaded all my past shows, and he's been listening to them on his MP3 player, and I just think, that's terrific. I'm so glad you're a listener, Gus, and I want to just send a great hello out to you and say thanks for listening. So what's your next subject there, Nikki? Or you want to go deeper in this one?
Well, I kind of have something off that subject that's
okay, great.
Totally unrelated.
Okay.
So I don't know if we're able to ask this. So I was trying to get an idea of what the planet Earth needed from humans at this time.
Ooh, I think that's a great question. I think that's a wonderful question. So let's just take a moment and ask that question. For 2008, the way I would word this question from the Akashic Records, now, it's not like, because I am a part of this planet, asking what the Earth needs from me and from humanity is the way that I would structure that question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what I would ask is, what does Gaia, what does Mother Earth need from me as a human and humanity in general? Now, I can't speak for humanity. I can only speak for me. I could inspire humanity, but I still can only speak for me. Because I can't make, quote-unquote, our species do anything. I can only be responsible for me.
Right.
Okay? So the way the question would be structured would be exactly what I said. So what does Gaia or Mother Earth need from me as a human? And so just, if you guys just bear with us for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so what's important in the answer of this question is that the earth is calling for more honoring. And so in calling for more honoring, the earth is calling for me as a human to be more honoring to me. And so I would say to you that are listening that the earth is asking you to be more honoring to you and to move into your own movement of creating a plan that would allow yourself not to be wasted, to not only identify your resources, but also to preserve your resources and expand your resources. Because as you expand your resources as a human being, you expand your creativity. And expanding your creativity moves you into a space of more openness and awareness. So you may understand it open to what the earth's vibration is calling out for you personally to do for the earth. So it is at this time that as we all turn to honoring ourselves more, we in turn would honor each other more. And they're using the word honor because what they're saying here is that humans understand the word honor, and they understand the definition of honor, and they understand the actions of honoring themselves and others, yet it's harder for them to understand the actions of loving themselves. So by using the word honor, it is more of a, it's easier for humans to accept the word honor rather than love, even though that's the underlying request. Anything you'd like to add?
That's interesting about...
I can't hardly hear you.
That's interesting how they're wording it.
They're wording it. They're using the word honor.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what they're also saying is that humans throw the word love around without really defining what it means to them. And because the word love is overused, the definition has been diluted. And what's really happening is, as it gets diluted, the individual isn't sure what actions they can take to love themselves. And because of the upbringing of most humans, as far as the last 100 years is concerned, modeling love has been more of a has been a harder task than showing honor. I think that's an interesting concept. I mean, it's not that parents don't love their kids. I mean, and it's not that, and even though some parents have a strange way of showing it, people, as we've said many times before, people parent the way they were parented. But the definition now for the earth needs to be one of honor.
And I'm getting with that also with the word with honor, with that meaning respect.
Right, respect, exactly. And so the idea here is it's important for humans to begin to respect themselves
right.
in a way that they have never done before.
And re-seeing their value and worth.
Say that again.
Re-seeing their value and worth.
And revisiting and allowing their value and worth to move into who they truly are. And when a person honors themselves and respects themselves, they establish their boundaries. And as they establish their boundaries, they then will not allow anyone else to step over those boundaries, thus they're honoring themselves, and they're also offering that other person the opportunity to honor themselves. Because when you set a boundary up and you become very clear about what you are willing to do and not willing to do, what you would do for yourself to honor and respect yourself, what you will not allow someone to do to you. You give them a model, and you make it. You give them the opportunity to be able to be honoring and respect themselves in front of you. So, for example, if someone is speaking their truth, and they're worried about, if I speak my truth, I'm going to hurt someone else's feelings. The reality is if you speak your truth from a place of loving yourself and honoring yourself, what you actually will do is speak a truth that will then, in fact, give the other person the opportunity and the opening to be honest with you and speak their truth. And then honest communication comes forward, and you have more honoring and respect coming forward.
Yeah, and that is easier for people to understand than understand. Here, let me love you
yeah.
so that you can love me.
Right.
Because maybe it's just that they don't know how to be loving back in that moment. So they're reacting in another way.
Well, they don't even have a definition of it.
And the definition is, of, has, as you have said, has become so misconstrued.
Yeah, diluted. You know, I mean... The whole New Age movement has to do with loving yourself. And people talk about loving themselves, and they have no idea what they're talking about. You know, because truly, if we really loved ourselves, our earth would not be in the state of disarray that it is. If we truly loved ourselves, we would not be putting into our bodies the type of food we put in our bodies. We wouldn't have issues if we truly loved ourselves. Learning to honor and respect is a journey that we take that hopefully at the end we can say we truly love ourselves. And I'm not, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just want you to know, I'm not saying I got this figured out. Not to burst your bubble here, but the idea is that we're all on the same journey. We're all learning how to honor and respect ourselves. And when we key in to that vibration, and when we move into that vibration and align with that, when we move into that alignment and that frequency and vibration of true respect and honor, it's like the 100th monkey type of a shift that happens. We were just talking about that at dinner the other night. It's like when we all shift into honoring and respecting each other, all of a sudden the shift happens and love becomes easier. It's then not so scary because you have the boundaries and you know that if something happens and it's not loving or it's not respectful, you know right away that you don't have to allow it. Does that make sense to you, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's the other piece about, just to reiterate what we were talking about with Leanne earlier, is that's one of the reasons why we, from the way our modality works, we don't do futures, because we know that every moment is a choice. And what we allow ourselves to do is merge into the work of the Akasha, work with the Akashic Records, and work with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha to help us understand what our choices are. And then from the way those choices feel, we then create a reality. The work of the Akasha is a way of learning to honor and respect yourself. Some people, it takes longer than others. And so that's one of the things that is important for us to really take into consideration, so that for this new year, for this 2008 that's coming, we have a responsibility, and that responsibility is to move into our own awareness of what does respect and honor mean to us. And then, what would it feel like? There's your question. What would it feel like if I were to honor and respect myself in all areas of my life? What would that feel like, and what would it look like? How would my life be different if I were to honor and respect myself in all areas of my life? How would I speak to me if I honored and respected myself in all areas of my life? Who would I have to be to honor and respect myself in all areas of my life? And so it's with those kinds of questions, ladies and gentlemen, that's a contemplative thing. I truly hope that the way you're celebrating this new year, this new calendar year, whether you celebrate a new year at other times of the year, whether it's a Rosh Hashanah new year that you celebrate, whether it's a Chinese New Year, whether it's the solstice, whether it's Groundhog Day for some, whatever your new year is for you, I so deeply encourage you to embrace yourself in the respect and honor you so deeply deserve. Because when you honor you, other people can't miss it. It's not egotistical. It's not assertive or aggressive. It's a quiet, peaceful knowing of your worth. So to honor and respect yourself, you can take baby steps and just allow yourself to look at what your life would feel and look like if you were to honor and respect yourself in every area of your life. Any closing comments, Nick? We often have to go soon.
Also, another maybe way of wording things when you're trying to get clear about, you know, maybe what it is you want, or is getting also, you know, what do I value? How do I value myself?
Very good. And the other piece is along with that, is how have I allowed myself to be devalued by others' opinions?
Right.
So these are wonderful meditative questions. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you have an opportunity every week here with myself, and now we have it with Nikki, and you never know who else is going to join us on the show. These questions are all, it's like a workshop every time, to give you meditative and introspective questions that you can journal and move into your own depth of knowing. Because that's what working with the Akashic Records is all about. So I encourage you to please email me some more questions. I want to shout a hello out to Joanne, who just emailed me, and I will definitely get back to you. And also,
I would like to add to email Donna if they'd like more information about for future workshops, so how you could actually learn to open your own records. And then you could reach a whole other depth with your level of questions and answers.
Yes, thank you very much. That's true. I can give you my phone number, and then we'll give you Nikki's phone number. My phone number is 216-691-1233. That's a 24-hour number, and if I'm sitting here at my computer, I answer my own phone. And if not, you can call 24 hours a day, and there's a voicemail, and I will definitely personally return your call. And be happy to do that. And again, 216-691-1233. That number is all over the BBS information. And Nikki, why don't you give your phone number, because you do consultations too.
That's right. And if you'd like to reach me, you can always leave me a voicemail message. My number is 216-374-2906.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to send such light out to you, such love, that this new year be all that you want it to be. Let us help you with your plans. Call me for more information. But now we have to close the records of the show. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of this wonderful beings of light who are listening. We ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Thank you for listening to Akashic Wisdom. And with that, we say good night. Amen, amen. The records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show are now closed for today, December 30th, 2007. Good night, everybody. Good night, Nikki.
Good night.
Thanks for being here. Love ya. All right.